So this is the sixth week after Epiphany, and we've been touching on several different spiritual practices. I'm hoping that some of these spiritual practices have been fun to try, and maybe they felt right for you, and you've kept doing them, even though it was only a homework assignment for 1 week, because each time in our life, a different spiritual practice might touch us in a new way. So I'm hoping that throughout these 6 weeks so far, you've found something that really touched your life and you've continued with this spiritual practice. Well, this week, we're talking about the spiritual practice of movement. Now, this doesn't mean you have to go run 10 miles. It just means that you are to be mindful of your body's movement and that you recognize the link between God and the movements of your body, and maybe even the movement of your mind and your heart. Our text this morning in Deuteronomy comes from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Bible and the last book of the Torah. Deuteronomy in Greek means second law giving. We are reading out of what is called the third part of the book out of four. So within Deuteronomy, scholars name it as four different books or different parts. And so we are reading out of the third part of the book. And it's the part where God told Moses, and then someone wrote it down for him, to direct the people how to live together. Boy, this seems to be a common theme in our Bible, doesn't it? And we still are reading it and learning. The covenant, according to McBride, the covenant stresses the social and multi-generational inclusiveness of Israel, as well as responsibilities of its individual citizens. So Are we really supposed to sit still and pray? Thank you. Are we really supposed to sit still and pray? Are we to walk in God's ways, not just sit still? Maybe we are to walk toward the goodness of God. There is a real benefit in incorporating movement when we are trying to make changes in the way we think and the way we live. And I read from Denise Medbev, that from the creator of Ageless Grace. What a great website. The creator of Ageless Grace. Sometimes the only way to fully rid ourselves of anger, grief, shame, and other emotions is to move and allow ourselves to really experience the full spectrum of our feelings. And different feelings call for different kinds of movement. Taking Tai Chi and yoga are a great way to align body and mind. They aren't the only classes you can take to connect with yourself. I learned a lot about myself while I took kickboxing. That was fun too. Movement allows us to experience the full range of spiritual connection. And our good friend Carrie Hunt showed us just a little bit about that with the children today, how our body can say something without words, and it can say something spiritual, where spirit comes to us and out of us. And have you ever noticed how many causes raise funds through running or walking? There's a lot of them. Again, a spiritual practice raising money for different causes. And I found this funny specifically for Mark Fullerton, but he isn't here today, is he? He's probably off running, right? Is he, Melanie? Okay. So I was reading on a website called Runner's World. This man was talking about how running has become a spiritual practice for him. And he says, I used to be a Methodist, but now I'm a runner. So I thought I'd say that just for Mark. Because he finds spirit out in nature and also with the rhythm of his breath and footsteps. And he finds that it's a spiritual practice to run with others and have a community of runners. I found it a fascinating article. And of course, we talked a little bit, and I'd love to know more about sacred dance with Carrie today. So I also wanted to talk just a second about labyrinths. And we walked on a labyrinth when we went to Casa Wasco, didn't we, for our confirmation retreat. And I thought, okay, what? I mean, I've done labyrinths before, but I thought to myself, well, that seems so simple. What could possibly happen? And guess what? we walked on it, and I was so incredibly moved, and I'm wondering if my other students were as well. Were you moved in our labyrinth? They're deciding whether they want to shake their head yes or no. Some are yes, some are no. But it's a way to move and pray. Such a simple thing, and yet so, so powerful. There have been many times in history when humans have combined prayer, movement, and civic action together. The civil rights movement of the 1960s is just one example. And I'm proud to say that Dr. Weeks Elementary School is going to be marching and praying and using movement all in once. Who here goes to Dr. Weeks School? Does anyone go to Dr. Weeks School? Oh, there's a couple people back there, right? Eric and Joelle, you both go to Dr. Weeks. Does anyone else go to Dr. Weeks? All right, well, on Thursday, write it down. Oh, someone else? Richard does. Your son goes to Dr. Weeks? Great. So Dr. Weeks School on Thursday, mark this down, at 2:30, is going to be marching around their school grounds, and their march is called Support Our Community. They have over 50% of the students at Dr. Weeks are former refugees and immigrants, and they are learning about civic action, and they wanted to do something. They wanted to take civic action, and so we can support them by standing on the outside of the school grounds and on the sidewalks and cheering them on, or we can march with them. All we have to do is sign in at Northeast Community Center, and we can march with them. So I'm really, really proud of the students at Dr. Weeks School, Elementary School. So the sermon and theme of the day is called Walk This Way. And so in 1986, there was this really interesting combination of song. It was the first of its kind where rock and roll and rap came together. And this is them. This is Steven Tyler, and then Run DMC are the two guys on either side. One is Run and one is DMC. And so in 1986, this was groundbreaking. So I had to watch the video for today, and I'm not playing it because once I listened to the words, I was surprised that it was a little more explicit than I remembered. We're not watching it. But Walk This Way was actually about a woman telling a man how to treat her so that she'll spend time with him. And so I thought that was interesting, number one. But number two, as I watched the video, and you all can watch it on YouTube if you'd like, it starts out with two different rooms where they're practicing their song. So the rock and roll group Aerosmith is in one room, and they're practicing their song. And then in the next room, Run DMC is practicing their song. They're rapping. And so first the rappers are like, oh, that noise is so loud and terrible. So they're knocking on the wall. Quit being so loud. And then the rappers start rapping, and then the rock band is like knocking on the wall, quit being so loud, that's horrible. And finally, they break through, and Steven Tyler, the one in the middle there, he breaks through a hole in the wall, and they sing together. And then, cut to, they're on stage, and Aerosmith is, you know, having a concert, and all of a sudden, in the background, there's Run DMC, and they start coming from the back of the stage towards Steven Tyler, the main singer, and he is just annoyed. He's like, oh, that they're there. And then the funny thing was, you can see it right there in lights. They have their sign in lights come down, and it says, Run DMC at an Aerosmith concert. And again, he's not pleased. He's like, oh, he's so irritated with them. So then they keep walking down those stairs. And eventually, when they get together, they start to sing together, and that is kind of the theme of the song, is that they start to sing rap and rock and roll, and somehow it's put together. And in the end, Steven Tyler, the lead singer of Aerosmith, starts to learn their dance, and this is the picture of them dancing right there. He's learning their dance. And I kind of got teary-eyed, because what a metaphor. You know, we can be annoyed and frustrated with someone who's different than us, who likes different music, who looks different, who has a different language, who has different hair or different eyes or different skin than us. And we can get frustrated. But then we can also take a minute and we can see what attributes they have that we might get to know. And so I love that he learned their dance. He didn't tell them that they needed to sing like him. He learned their dance and sang with them. And, you know, what a beautiful thing that it went from him being annoyed to him dancing with Run DMC, with the rappers. So, I thought of this, and then I thought of our Interfaith World Harmony Assembly on Monday and how we all danced together for just an hour and a half. You know, we've been hearing how we need to be fearful. And in that hour and a half on Monday, we were in harmony. We were living together in harmony. And we don't have to fear what we don't understand. We can learn to live together and learn a new dance. So this week, our homework, Ted already talked about part of it. Our homework is two parts. First part is, I would like to do a prayer walk about 12:15, basically immediately following worship. And I'd like to walk around our sanctuary and pray. And then I'd also like to go up in the second and third floors of our building over on this end of the building. And I'd like to do this for two reasons. First is, we have renters that rent the second and third floors of our building, and they're going to be leaving at the end of March. And my prayer and the prayer of this community is that we rent this space quickly, because if we aren't able to rent it quickly, we may have to cut back on some ministries. And so I'm inviting all of you to come pray with me. Pray that we find very quickly the perfect renters that align perfectly with our mission and our vision and our ministry. And let's pray for our congregation that already exists, that is here with us. And let's pray for those yet to come through outreach or through worship. So we have a big job today to pray for all these things. So I hope that you'll join me. We're basically going to, because I hear it's a little messy up there because they're cleaning house. So I'm thinking we're not going to go indoors or anything. We're just going to walk around the main parts of the second and third floor, and we can walk around this sanctuary as well. So that's part one. Part two of our homework is, of course, movement anytime, anywhere, but also Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., pop in anytime, and you can walk your steps here. You can walk your feet here. And please, anything that you do with this spiritual practice, please let us know on Facebook. It's fun to read the different stories and different things that are going on. And so I have this quote. There is no one giant step that does it. It's lots of little steps. From ancient times until today, Scripture and our bodies tell us to walk toward the goodness of God. And God calls us to walk this way. Amen.